What is up, you guys, and welcome back to the Unleash the Real You show. I'm your host, Precious Waugh, and we are going to be doing something outside of my podcast norms. So the reason why I say that is because this is an exclusive episode for all my podcasters. So you guys know that I make YouTube videos and I kind of combine those two together, right? And I basically create content that way. But I decided today to actually sit down at my desk and create an exclusive episode for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. We're gonna be discussing a lot of juicy topics, thoughts I've had on this topic for quite some time. And if you guys are really excited about the topic as much as I am, then continue listening. If this is your first time clicking on the podcast, I want to welcome you guys to the show, and I want to thank you for choosing personal growth and development. And for those who are not new to the podcast, I want to welcome you guys back to the show, and I want to thank you guys so much for all your love and support. It is truly appreciated, and I love you guys so much. In today's episode, we are going to be discussing why walking in your femininity matters. I have been wanting to talk about this topic for a while. There's a lot of things I want to talk about, but like I said, your girl likes to procrastinate, so you know, there's a little problem with that. So your girl's working on it to be consistent, because that is the goal at the end of the day. However, to further explain why I want to talk about this topic, I feel as though this topic is not talked about enough. I feel like it's discussed in a group of people, you know, that do care about these things, but I feel like it's not talked about enough to the point where other people are like, okay, yeah, this is a problem. This is an issue. How can I get this problem resolved? So before we begin, you guys know in all my episodes, I always come with the bullet points. I come with the definitions, you know what I'm saying? So we are going to define what femininity is. So femininity. Feminine energy refers to a specific set of traits considered to be the opposite of traits associated with masculine energy. Your feminine side gets expressed when you move with the flow of life, embrace your creative energy, dance, play, and attune to your internal process. I want to let you guys let that sink in. Your creative energy. You embrace your creative energy and you move with the flow of life. That should show you, as a woman, you have to have patience. And that is a really big one, because your girl over here needs an ounce of patience every morning, because your girl, woo, I got an attitude. Anyway, pretty much, this definition is showing you that it's not walking in that masculine energy where you're a provider, you're a protector. You have to be aggressive, because this world is cold. And if you are not aggressive in a way where you show your dominance, which a lot of alpha males in the animal kingdom are like, very aggressive, very assertive, and very dominant, or you cannot be a provider, because that is what the masculine role is that that's their job. Their job is to protect what? Not themselves. Of course it is, you know, to protect themselves, that's obvious, but to protect more than just one person. And usually the man is the one to put his life on the line for his whole family. So it's the opposite of what a female role is, which is to nurture, be kind, have patience, and all those aspects, because a feminine and a masculine have to be opposite of each other. They cannot be the same, because you can't have two alphas. You can't have two alphas in a relationship. It never works. Someone ends up dead, or someone ends up killing someone else. Two dominant people are just never going to be compatible, because one feels like they need to lead and the other as well. There can't be two leaders. It's like there can't be two chiefs in a tribe. The reason why I believe being more feminine matters is because I'm going to give you guys an example. I struggle with kind of allowing other people to lead for me, just because I'm a very independent woman and I've always done things on my own. I grew up pretty fast. So that means I got my own things. I got my own apartment, got my own car, you know, things like that. I pay my own bills. Like, I don't really need anyone because I've always done it alone. What my issue is I become very masculine when it comes to being independent because I've found almost an identity and it has reflected into relationships that I'm in, intimate or personal or family related relationships. And I realize that sometimes I can be a little too very aggressive. That's why I personally believe being feminine matters, because I found out that when you walk more feminine, you talk more feminine, as a woman, you actually get treated with the utmost respect, as you should be, because what, you are a pillar to what a relationship is based upon, based around, because without a woman, nothing is, you know, nothing is worthwhile. Men create things for us so we as women can take care of the things that are around us, because women have a lot of responsibility. But besides the point, that is just why I believe being more feminine truly and honestly matters, especially in this generation. The next bullet point I have is how being masculine is being praised in social media and why it's affecting the younger generation. I believe that social media has always been a determining factor of how people feel, how they perceive the world, and the way they perceive themselves. The reason why I say this is because social media is one of the biggest platforms, besides the obviously the internet being one of the biggest tech type of companies out there. They dictate the world around you. Everyone's feed is totally different from each other. And there's a documentary that I was watching probably a couple months ago. I like to rewatch it every now and then because it kind of sparks this new perspective every time I watch this documentary, and it's on Netflix. It's called The Social Dilemma, and I really advise anyone to watch that documentary, especially if you're looking to have a different perspective on technology as a whole, because as we progress in this generation, you realize that a lot of the technology we have in our day and age is going to be way more advanced when our children's children come into the world. But with that being said, social media has been praising, not even just social media, but culture has been praising women who walk in a more masculine talk. And culture is to blame for this narrative that is being shown into the world. And I've also realized that when you have money, you can pay anyone to put out a story and people will believe it. Think about it. It's really, really crazy. Social media has been promoting, you know, female rappers to be a little bit more masculine. You don't need this guy, you know, get your own money, be independent. And which I totally agree with. I believe in independence and having your own career as a woman and being established first before you consider getting married to a man. Because I believe as women, we all need to have one, our own stuff, our own place, our own car, our own money, because you cannot rely on a man to do all of these things if you are not doing it for yourself. And that is the honest truth. Nothing is wrong with being independent. What becomes an issue is creating your identity and independence and not allowing a man to be a man. Men nowadays, they have it hard. Like, a lot of girls feel like, I don't need a guy. I don't need a boyfriend. I don't need this. I don't need that. I don't need him. He needs to pay for my nails. He needs to do my hair. He needs to do this before I can even allow him to be my husband. And I'm like, not really. Like, you got to bring something to the table first before, you know, we commit. You know, we know that's a whole other topic. But being masculine is just being praised, even through the culture, like magazines, music videos. It's almost an ideology that culture is trying to sell to the younger generation. And people may not see it that way, but how I perceive it is the younger generation of women are going to think that, oh, it's normal to treat a man with disrespect and be okay with that. Because in culture, a lot of women are like, well, depending on who it is, you look. I can't say every person in culture is teaching this, but the mainstream media like to push out content that is very contradicting to the principles of society. And when I say the principles of society is how the natural order of things are done. Like, women and men are meant to be different. And a lot of people are going to disagree with me, and that's understandable. However, What I'm trying to tell people is that women have a specific role in society as much as men do. And when we realize that as a society, people will understand that this ideology that culture is trying to sell and have people regurgitate and accept is going against the very things humanity was built upon. And when you understand that this is really affecting the younger generation and realize this is actually a really big problem, nothing is wrong with being an independent woman. An independent woman is showing your partner or this person that you may be with in the future that you can handle it on your own. And if anything was to go down, you got their back if they don't got their own. So with that being said, I know this is a lot to unravel and this is a very dense topic. And I know a lot of people have so many different opinions and thoughts about this topic in general. If you guys have any questions regarding this topic or regarding your perspective on this topic, I would love to hear you guys. You guys can always, by all means, email me. You guys can DM me on Instagram. And I am more than willing to listen to your guys' point of views because this is what this show is for. It's to talk about important topics and situations in the world. And I want to hear your guys' opinion. We're going to move to the second bullet point. And the second bullet point is how I've been applying femininity into my daily routines. And I say this because it's a habit you have to build. It's a structure you have to set up for yourself in a culture that tells you that you should be the opposite of what you were created to be. As a woman, you're created to walk with grace, with ease. Of course, you can be intellectual, you can be smart, you can be very much independent, but also remembering that walking with grace and ease and understanding that you need to be a little bit more softer. It's okay to talk like this. It's okay to not yell. It's okay not to fight because that is not what a woman is meant to do. By all means, she can protect herself when needed. I'm not saying that you can't protect yourself if somebody comes and attacks you. That's, you know, common sense. But it's more obvious to not be so vicious. Your role as a woman is to be nurturing. Whether you have your own kids or not is your personal choice. But to walk in a nurturing aura, to walk in an aura where when you walk into a room, people are admiring you, of course for your beauty, but of course for walking with that sense of grace and kindness, you know, because the world is already a tough place. If this is a man's world, do you know how much testosterone is in the world? A lot of it. And to add more testosterone in a world full of testosterone, you're going to have a whole bunch of angry people in a society. And we do not need that. We need more peace, more relaxing. You know, we can't have too much masculine energy is what I'm simply trying to tell people. How I apply femininity into my daily routines is honestly taking that extra time to get dressed, taking that extra time to take care of myself, taking that extra mile to do my makeup, to do my hair, to put something on that makes me feel better. Because you realize when you take that extra step into, you know, doing your nails, trying to keep a consistent, you know, look for your nails or to at least, you know, do your hair often or to, you know, when you take a shower, take a longer shower, you know, scrub your legs, but exfoliate at the same time. You know, adding extra steps into your routine as a woman, you realize it's like, oh my gosh, like this makes me feel good. I feel calm. I feel relaxed. You realize your energy when you become more relaxed as a woman, people want to be around you. I have days where I literally don't want to put any makeup on and I'm like, ugh, I just want to walk around and be homeless. Don't get me wrong. I can do that in my house, but I force myself to actually look presentable when I walk outside my door, to actually take that step to, let me not just wear sweatpants and a hoodie this time. Let me actually put on a decent shirt, even if it's not dressy, and a decent pair of jeans and walk at my house and look a little presentable. Because when you take that extra step, people actually see it. But it's not for other people to see it. It's for yourself, because when you feel good, when you look good, when you feel your best, you actually perform better rather than you just saying, it's whatever. I don't care. I don't care what people say, because then that becomes, you become arrogant. You walk in this almost sense of pride, like I don't give a attitude. And it's like, okay, we get you don't care, but how about you take that extra step for yourself to prove to yourself that you can look good, to prove to yourself that you can feel better. And walking in femininity is going to be a tough journey because you're going to see a lot of women are not going to like your choice. And it's okay, by all means. Me wanting to care for myself a little extra, or, you know, wanting to look good every single day, a lot of women are going to see you as almost not only a threat, but a lot of women are going to be jealous, be envious, and that you cannot control. But what you can control is applying femininity into your daily routines. So the next bullet point is what I've learned about dressing up and being more feminine, even if you don't feel your best. So this is a really, really big one. And the reason why I say this is a big one, because I literally was the girl who wore sweatpants, socks, slides, and a hoodie every single day. And my mom can attest to this, because when I tell you I did not care. I did not care what I looked like when I walked out the house. I did not care what my face looked like. I didn't even care, because I just was in this like almost prideful attitude. I was like, I don't give a freak what anyone is thinking about me. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess you can say I had a lot of issues I had to resolve. So when I resolve them, or I'm still working on them, I begin to realize like, okay, this is not for other people. This is actually to prove to myself that I can be a better individual. Let me actually work on myself and actually care about myself, because then I perform better when I'm at my best. What I've learned about dressing up and being more feminine, I realized that as a woman, girl, we got it kind of easy. And I'm going to be very honest with you. And I'm going to be very blunt with you. The reason why I say I think women have it pretty easy, because we are gorgeous individuals, no matter what size, no matter what color, no matter what ethnicity. I think when a woman actually tries, she can get anything she wants that day. If you just try just a little bit, you know, walk out the house looking good or feeling your best, you realize you attract energy. It may not be people you're attracted to, but you attract people, which is crazy. I promise you, and I kid you not, guys, you will attract things, and you can feel like you can do anything in the world and you can get anything you want just because you feel your best. And that's why when I dress up, it's not because I want attention from other people. It's because I want to walk out the door knowing that I look good. And if I was to run into a CEO today offering me $1 million to start my business, I will be able to look presentable enough to accept that offer. Because I think a lot of us women, when we walk out the house, we don't feel our best, and then we become self-conscious. Then when we become self-conscious, we feel insecure. And that is a root that you begin to implant in your head, that you aren't good enough. When in reality, you are good enough. You just have to understand that just doing that extra step plays a big role and makes the biggest difference of how you feel on a consistent basis. So the next bullet point we are moving on to is how you can start implementing femininity into your life and daily habits. How do you start? Some of you may be having questions like, yo, like, I was a big tomboy growing up and I want to get into this girly stuff. How do you do it? Girl, I've been there. Trust me. You can ask my father. I was like the biggest tomboy growing up. I didn't care about makeup. I literally was just like I didn't care, okay? I just walked around with some flip-flops and crusty toes, and I was like, okay, and then you look at me now, you're like, whoa, this is like night and day when you look at me. I know, girl, I got you. I think the first step is really understanding why you don't care in the first place. What made you not care in the first place? I know some people may have different reasoning. Some people may say, well, I grew up in a family where I had a whole bunch of brothers and I didn't really care, or I didn't have a mom who taught me what it was to be like a girly girl, or it never really appealed to me. You know what I'm saying? No one's saying you have to be like this super uppity beat woman who wears makeup on a consistent basis, because that's not everyone. And that is to be understood. Not every woman walking in her feminine energy is going to want to be girly girl and wear heels and wear dresses. Some women are really laid back. Some women actually just, you know, they wear chill clothes, but they still walk in their feminine energy. And that is okay. And that's when you understand, like, okay, I don't have to be this upbeat woman, you know, wearing a bunch of glam, bunch of dresses and doing my hair all the time if that doesn't apply to you. It's really just understanding, why do you not care? Coming to the understanding of, how can I care more? You know, if you're a person that only feels better with her hair done, then do it. If you feel like just doing your hair and doing your nails will make your day, do your hair and do your nails, and that is okay. You know what I'm saying? Because I think when people think of feminine, they think of hot pink, and they think of nails, and they think of heels, and you gotta be dressed up all the time. But that's not everybody, and it's okay. And you have to accept that sometimes being a girly girl or super, super girly is not for everyone. How you can start applying it in your daily habits is really taking that extra step. Honestly, just doing it when you don't feel like doing it. Even if you feel like, oh, I don't want to do my hair. My hair is annoying. Ugh, I'm having a bad hair day. You know, slick it up. Put it in a quick bun. But do your edges. You know what I'm saying? Like, do your eyebrows. You know, like, even if you're like, oh, I'm going to wear a hat because my hair is bad, or blase, blase, whatever it may be. You know, take the initiative. Put some Carmex. Put some moisturizer. You know what I'm saying? Like, put some earrings in your ears. Put a nice top, at least, and walk up the house. You realize just doing those little things in your routine, like, you realize, like, oh, my God, like, this does make a big difference. And, like, Precious, you're like, so right. Yeah. I've been there, done that. Trust me. Like, I promise you, if you guys start implementing that in your daily habits, or just implementing that in your routine as a woman, like, it's so worth it. And I promise you, you guys will not be disappointed. What I tell you, I promise you guys won't be disappointed in what I say to you. I promise I won't guide you guys wrong. That is really all I can say about implementing it. But I do want to leave you guys off in today's episode. And I want to ask you guys a question. And you guys can definitely email me this, DM me your answers. I would love to hear them. My question for you guys, for you ladies and gentlemen, whoever is listening, why do you believe femininity isn't being taught enough? I would love to hear you guys' questions, your answers, concerns, anything that you guys may be thinking about. Definitely, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I had an amazing time recording this episode because this is a topic that I've wanted to talk about for a long time. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you beautiful ladies and gentlemen in the next episode. Bye, guys.